It's Full Metal Jacket on the show with us this evening. We've got the one and only Randy Bly from Lamb of God. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Lamb of God, of course, have a self-titled album, comes out May 8th. And Randy, being in a band, you've lived through times of instability and even distress. How has normalcy changed throughout the course of your life?
What's normalcy?
Consistency with, you know, your band, life, everything?
Like I said, what's normalcy? Nothing's consistent, you know? The only thing that's consistent with me is that I'm a sober dude now, and I know that I'm going to wake up without a hangover as long as I do the right thing and remind myself that I can't drink, you know? And I don't think I'm going to for the rest of today. That's all I got to worry about, so... But as far as everything else, man, every time I feel like something's settling into some sort of semblance of normalcy, a freak explosion occurs of some sort, whether it be, you know, not necessarily, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's not necessarily some sort of traumatic event. It's just things change. And as I get older, I just kind of have come to accept that fact. Hey, you know, life is protean, a constantly shifting, warping, bending, changing moment to moment instance. And I just try and enjoy the ride.
Randy Bly from Lamb of God on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket. The self-titled new Lamb of God record comes out May 8th. This is Checkmate. Full Metal Jacket, Randy Bly from Lamb of God on the show with us tonight. And Randy, art, be it visual, music, words, is a combination of self-expression and communication. What's different about the things you feel strongly compelled to communicate today compared to when you were younger?
Nothing. It's all the same thing, you know? It's just a different face. Put on it. What is different, the things haven't really changed, you know. My moral compass hasn't really shifted. What has changed is the way I express myself and handle that expression, you know. I hope that as I get older and do my various jobs, whether that be music, photography, writing, I hope that I am fine-honing my sort of skill set and being able to express myself with more clarity in a more artistic manner, I guess, you know, something that is not just so on the nose, as they say in the movie industry and the writing scene there, you know, writing situation. You don't want to write something so on the nose. I like to try and approach things from, you know, this is what I want to say, but how can I say it in a cooler, more artistic way?
Randy Bly from Lamb of God on the show with us tonight. We're talking about the new Lamb of God record, which is self-titled, coming out May 8th. It's Full Metal Jacket. Still to come this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, music from Mastodon. We're going to check out a new tune from Testament. They've got an album coming out April 3rd called Titans of Creation, and we'll have more with Randy right after this. It's Full Metal Jacket, Randy Bly from Lamb of God on the show with us tonight. The self-titled record from Lamb of God comes out on May 8th. And let's talk about Lions, the new single from, how do I pronounce it? Is it Saudade?
It's, I believe, okay, this is a problem because it's a Portuguese word. It's Saudade, I believe, or Saudade. I've heard a few different people who speak Portuguese say it a different way. The closest and the most consistent I've got is Saudade, and it means it's a Portuguese term, I believe, specifically Brazilian, and it describes, there's no exact translation, but it's like an emotion that you feel, one of like longing and missing for something that I believe is gone and will never come back. Like, you know, suppose, you know, a friend of yours in your childhood died and you miss this person. That's a feeling of saudade. So I think that's how you pronounce it.
I like that. Saudade. Okay. So Lions, the new single from Saudade, presents your voice in a much different context. What changes about your vocal technique based on the style of not only the song, but also its collaborators?
Well, the exciting thing about the Lions track for me is that Chuck Doom, the main man behind it, sent me several different tracks to listen to and just kind of, he's like, let me know what speaks to you, what you want to touch on. And although there are some aggressive parts in the song where I do some screaming, even though I did the screaming a little bit different than I do with Lamb of God, the sort of atmospheric, weird, dubbed out stuff for me lent itself really well to sort of laying back and just using my natural voice, which I really enjoyed. And that kind of that softer approach, that more atmospheric, mellow, weird stuff led to me using a bit more, I guess, poetically heavy metaphors in the lyric writing, a bit more beautiful stuff. Because the verses, parts of them describe some weird, violent things, but there's also super beautiful phrasing in it. You know, I would never write a phrase. The first line of the song is honey dripping through the ceiling. I would never, ever, ever write that for Lamb of God. If I came in with that line, honey dripping through the ceiling on the shifting blue below, and I presented it to those dudes, they'd be like, what are you on crack? This is Lamb of God, you know? we don't use words like that. But it fits perfectly with the Saudade thing. And all the players are immensely talented, immensely talented. You got David Torn, who worked with David Bowie, for Freak's sakes. Dr. No from Bad Brains, John Medeski, Martin Worth, Robert Thomas Jr., who's in the freaking Weather Report, Mackie from the Cro-Mags. It just goes on and on and on. And all these people are like real deal musicians who operate in many different arenas. Chuck, the main guy, our bass player, he was like Jaco Pastorius's protege. That says something. And on the track, there's some of Jaco's steel pan drums, you know, because he owns that stuff. So for me, stepping into that kind of world, and it was a bit more free form and loose and stuff, which is what you can do when you have these people who play genres of music that aren't so rigidly structured as metal. You know, it was a really cool experience, and it allowed me to be really open and try things. It's just a lovely experience, and I'm looking forward to doing some more of them. And plus, I'm on a track with Lee Scratch Perry, who is he's such an influence on music in general. The effects of his work in the studio in Jamaica in the 70s are felt across the board in pop music today. So it's a real big honor.
Randy from Lamb of God with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break, still to come. Music from Motorhead, Megadeth, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta coming up next, and more with my guest, Randy Bly from Lamb of God. It's Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God on the show with us tonight. Self-titled Lamb of God record coming out on May 8th. And let's talk about Checkmate. It's an unabashed commentary about the current administration.
It's not a commentary on the current administration. It's a commentary on the current political system in general. If you read the lyrics to the end, it's talking about how things are so divisive right now, and people are choosing political parties as if they were sports teams, but really they're both sides of the same coin, and people higher ups get rich. And just like sports teams, like if you watch the Super Bowl, all these fans spend thousands of dollars to go to the Super Bowl and buy the merchandise and support these teams and scream and scream and scream, but only a few people get paid. Those are the players, and the ones that really get paid are the owners. So people are, you know, they're getting this product. Yeah, they're getting to watch football or whatever, but what are they gaining from it ultimately? And that song is about that sort of divide here and who profits, you know. It's not about our current administration at all. There are some sort of commentaries. Because Mark started the song off, and we co-wrote it. Some of the more sort of, I don't know how to use the phrase, on the nose political commentary came from him early on, and then I sort of changed it. You read the last bit of it and it says, you try to pick the lesser of, but evil doesn't come in twos. The lesser of two evils, you hear that all the time. What if you just don't pick either right now because it's all completely screwed up? That's what that's about.
Well, how do you hope your lyrics will affect someone who disagrees with them?
Who disagrees with my lyrics? Well, I would hope that they would make them think, you know? I would hope they would make them sit there and go, why did he write like this? You know, why does he think this way? And furthermore, that's the big problem now in America, because, and other places too, the political schism is worldwide. Nobody is sitting down and talking on an individual basis. There's this herd mentality, the psychology of the crowd right now in politics that is spilled over into the internet communications, where people just constantly argue. The liberals are like, you're all neo-Nazis, to conservatives, and the conservatives are all like, you're all like libtards. You know, what does that sound like to you? To me, that sounds like, oh, I don't know, third grade. That doesn't sound like adults having open conversation. And I don't do well with some sort of large groupthink identity, which I think has taken over the national psyche, really, particularly in regard to politics.
Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Anthrax, Kveller Talk, and more with Randy. Stick around.
Remember, you can save a life. So really, who's to blame?
It's Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God on the show with us tonight. Lamb of God is very established in terms of what it does and the expectation of your audience. How are you able to successfully step outside of that box with the new album without stepping too far from the core?
I don't know. I don't know if we have. Maybe we have. The album hasn't come out yet. You know, as far as the expectations of our audience, that never enters my mind at all, because I write music, I write lyrics for one dude, and that's me. Not for my wife, not for my family, not for my friends. I write lyrics for me. They're my expression. And I don't think about, well, would a Lamb of God fan like this? Because if that would be the case, if you start writing to appease the fans, or you start doing what fans want, then you become basically a boy band. And you might as well go ahead and get a producer to come down from Hollywood and a songwriter who will say, oh, fans have really been liking this and that, and start writing stuff for you. And then it's false. It's not art anymore. So one thing Lamb of God has always done is, we write what we want to write. We write for five dudes, the five dudes in Lamb of God. Me personally, I write for myself, and I have to work with the other dudes in my band to make sure that that will fit into our framework, you know, and that they're cool with it. And generally they are, you know, and they do the same thing with everyone else musically, you know. We all bring in a ton of ideas, and Not all of them make it, because everybody else will say, one person might say, oh, I really love this, you know, I'm bringing this in, and everybody else will look at them like, ugh, that sucks, you know. Usually not that brutally. It's more like, I don't know if that's going to work there. But we're at a point now where we're trying to serve the project, you know. We're not trying to serve individual egos, you know, like Tennessee Williams said about writing, you have to be willing to kill your darlings. Speaking of like characters he's written, just because he loves that character or something that character would do doesn't mean it serves the piece of writing. And it's the same thing musically, you know. So as far as meeting some sort of expectations or not stepping out sort of some side of box or whatever, that's never been a concern of mine. I just don't care. As long as I like the record at the end of the day, which I do very much, then I can go to bed with a clear conscience, because I was true to myself and did what I wanted to do, you know, which is make music that I like.
The self-titled Lamb of God record coming out on May 8th. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break coming up. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also check out a new tune from Feller Talk. They recently released a new record called Split. And we'll play a tune that features Troy Sanders of Mastodon. And yeah, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock and more with Randy Bly from Lamb of God. It's Full Metal Jackie. Randy Bly from Lamb of God on the show with us tonight. Self-titled Lamb of God record coming out on May 8th. And Randy, most of the bands that you loved as a kid are now your friends.
Yes.
What changes about your connection with music once there's a personal relationship with its creators?
Well, it was interesting. I just did an interview before this. We were talking about Slayer, and this journalist, he asked a valid question, because our album, one reason why this album took so long to come about is because of our tour cycle. Our tour cycle was much longer than normal, and that's because Slayer, went on their epic final world tour, and they kept on asking us to come out. And, you're not going to say no to main support as Slayer. So the journalist was like, well, do you think being plugged into such like a primal power source as Slayer, every night being in that proximity to it may have sort of shaped your mentality going into this record? And I'm like, no, absolutely not. For me, I still love Slayer's music, right? And I still love the Bad Brains, and I still love the Cro-Mags, and I still love the Misfits, and I love a bunch of bands that I'm friends with now, COC. But for me, it makes knowing these people and being friends with these people, it makes the music as a fan that much more dear to me. So like watching Slayer every night, play South of Heaven, and I'm knowing the cues when the pyro is going to go off and all that stuff. For me, it wasn't so much like, wow, here I am watching Slayer. It was like this really killer feeling of like, this is what my friends do, and they are the best at it. And I have really interesting friends, so it makes me feel fortuitous, It makes me feel lucky, like, wow, The relationship to the music hasn't really changed that much. My sort of relationship to the experience of seeing the music and knowing the music has changed. It makes it just more dear to me.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us. The new Lamb of God record comes out May 8th. Randy, always great to catch up with you. Thanks again for taking the time.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Music from Anthrax and more coming up next.